What did lawmakers do this spring, and where does the court say they went wrong?
They signed off this spring on adding more than $500 million in annual funding to schools, but they wanted to work up to that gradually over the next half a decade. So in court, the state's lawyers, they argued that's enough money to bring them in line with what the justices have themselves signed off on in the past, more than a decade ago. That was from a school funding plan from the mid-2000s when Kansas was embroiled in a very similar lawsuit. The justices said, like, okay, yeah, we can return to the way we talked about it in the mid-2000s if you want to, but that's not really what you're doing here. They say that the state left out multiple years' worth of inflation from its calculations.
What might it cost lawmakers to account for inflation in the coming years?
The first answer I got, and this comes from one of the lawyers for the school districts, they're saying it would take another $100 million a year for 4 years in a row, starting next year.
So people like you and me have been waiting to see if the justices would rule against the school funding plan and then say lawmakers have to have a special session. But that did not happen. So did the justices basically give lawmakers an extension?
Yes, they did. Another one-year extension. The argument here from the justices was basically that the legislature, the state, has agreed to put in a lot of money. They've put a lot of effort towards resolving this issue this year, and the state asked for another year to fix that so they could fix it during the regular legislative session. Seems like the justices felt that was reasonable.
That's one thing that kind of caught me on this. The justices really were not berating lawmakers in this. In a lot of ways, they said some of the things they did were on the right track.
The other thing that the state's happy about is that the justices really rejected the call from the school districts to eventually increase school funding by as much as, say, $2 billion. That came out of a report from this spring that the legislature had commissioned that kind of backfired on them, quite frankly.
We all remember them ordering this report. Then it came back with a huge number, and then them kind of saying, well, maybe this report isn't so useful.
That was kind of how it played out. Of course, the schools said, hey, this report and many other reports point to a much higher figure, so they asked the court to push Kansas in that direction. The court didn't go there.
Like we always do after these rulings, we've got kind of this steady stream of statements from legislative leaders and candidates for office coming out. Governor Collier says they needed to keep schools open, and they did it. Secretary of State Kris Kobach, who's also running for governor, is calling for a constitutional amendment to take the issue out of the court's hands. And some Democrats say this was a victory for school children.
Do you think that school funding is going to be a big issue for this election season?
I think we're going to see people bringing it up definitely during the campaign season, but I think it could have played even a larger part in the election. Let's say the court had said, you have to fix this now or schools are closing in the fall. If that had happened, I think people would have been much more riled up. There would have been a bigger push for a constitutional amendment to take it out of the court's hands, and we would have seen much more arguing over how to handle this issue. So I think the fact that they are waiting until next year for the next stage of the lawsuit, and they are letting schools open, and they're accepting a lot of the things lawmakers proposed, I think that kind of will lead to the issue being not as big in this election.